Now, going to move on. I can keep it real. Keep it real. And bring some main character energy for my next guest that we are able to spill the tea on the study they've done. No cap. You might wonder what half the phrases I've used there. But fear not. A new ebook has been released this week to mark World English Day. It's called Phraseology, a collection of 100 English phrases, and it does exactly what it says on the tin, because it delves into the many of the most well-known sayings in the English language, where they came from and how they've evolved over time and across generations, fascinatingly. Now, we decided to put this to the test, and our Claire has gone out with different sayings and asked members of the public, do they know what it means? Have a listen to this.
Between a rock and a hard place. No idea. Spill the beans. Is that like sharing gossip and stuff? Let them eat cake. Like let them chat. I don't even know how to say that one. Carte blanche? I have no idea.
Let them eat cake. Eating cake, I guess. Birthday cake? I don't know that one really, but carte blanche. I've no clue. No idea. Salt of the earth. I've no clue.
Have you ever heard anyone say these phrases?
I haven't actually, no. Some of these are new to me now. Between a rock and a hard place. I'm
going to give you the younger ones now, and you can tell me what they mean. Yeah. So if I swap around.
I know this one. You only live once, YOLO. No cap. Like, no lies, kind of. Spill the tea, it's kind of like spill the beans. Like, gossip again. Ate and left no crumbs. So, like, you've done really well, I guess.
No cap. They have no hat.
This one?
YOLO. That person or that... I don't know what YOLO would be.
It's a phrase.
YOLO. Hi. Hi, come on. YOLO. I'm with you.
And then the next one?
Main character energy. If you're kind of the main... I'm the main character. I have loads of energy. Ate and left no crumbs. I ate all my dinner.
YOLO. You only live once. Yep. No cap. No idea.
If you were to put no cap into a sentence, what do you think it might mean?
I went out without my cap. I've got no cap.
Sounds good.
Spill the tea, so give me the gossip.
Yeah.
Main character energy. my daughter's mortified. somebody who is a big character.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ate and left no crumbs.
Oh, no. Like they slayed. Like.
You've got the wrong pile. YOLO. Was that you only live once? Yeah. No cap.
I've heard of it. No lies.
No lies. No, I've never heard of that one. Spill the tea. You like that one. That's your gossip one.
Spill the gossip.
Yeah.
Main character energy. Ate and left no crumbs.
She was pretty hungry.
She galloped it up.
She galloped it up. Ate and left no crumbs and no cap literally stumped me. Now, I have one of the authors of the study on the phone, Academic Director of English and School Education at the British Council, Amy Lightfoot. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Congratulations. I had a good dive into the study. It's great. It's quite comprehensive.
Yeah,
so just first of all, what method did you use to see who is saying what these days?
So, yeah, we looked at several different sources that illustrate language use and also how language is used over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then in particular, to understand how different age groups use the different idioms and phrases, we looked at the online comments from different platforms. So we looked at Twitch, for example, which is mainly used by Gen Z, I should say, and YouTube, which is mainly used by millennials, apparently, and then news websites, which tend to be used more by older adults. And that helped us to see which expressions are more common for each of the different generations.
So is it Gen Z or Gen Z? That's another question we have.
Oh,
to
no, know. I know.
It's so
yeah.
Difficult. But actually, this fascinates me because with my nieces and nephews who are like, you know, 13 and 16, and when I was younger, you use new words to sort of separate yourself from the generation before you, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a big difference between generations and phrases. You've done like a top 20 for the older generations, millennials and Gen Z. And I'm in the older generation. I see that as well. So, but the origins of the phrases always interest me, right? So let's go through some. So some that jump out, well, obviously, because we're Irish. The life of Riley, an idiom. Where's that come from?
So this one, interesting, it was first recorded in 1911 and it's likely to be American in origin, but also there's some possibility that there's maybe some French influence as well as Irish influence, according to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, okay. So we would have totally thought that Riley was an Irish name.
Yeah.
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 Yep. Okay, you're not going to argue with me on that one. That's fine. Okay, salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth. So, yeah, so this means obviously someone who is good, honest, kind and humble. And the first time this was recorded was a long time ago in the Lindisfarne Gospels. And that's a masterpiece of Anglo-Saxon art. It also appears in the Sermon on the Mount and encourages people to act with integrity as salt was used to preserve food. So that's where it comes from.
Oh, excellent. Raining cats and dogs. I've always thought that was kind of an American, it came from the movies or something, no?
Yeah, this one was really interesting. So there is a theory that it comes from a poem, from Jonathan Swift's poem, A Description of a City Shower. And in the poem, they talk about how storm floods have swept debris, which unfortunately also includes some animals, through the streets, as if they've fallen from the sky. So that's where that came from, that the cats and dogs were kind of being swept down the street by the rain.
Okay.
I didn't know that before.
And I see here in use, the line from the poem is, "We cancelled the panic, it was raining cats and dogs," which actually does sound way more dramatic put like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Spilling the beans, where does that come from? Love that one. That's had a comeback lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and it's come back in a different form. So that's a really interesting one about how these phrases kind of evolve over time. So spill the beans comes back from around 1919, and obviously it means to reveal secrets or to reveal some kind of gossip. It was first used or recorded as used in The Man from Tall Timber. But we think it might trace back even further to ancient Greek voting, where spilling beans could mean accidentally revealing the results of the vote. But that's not actually 100% been confirmed yet.
Okay.
And now it's much more common to hear it used as spill the tea. We heard that just now in what people were responding to there.
I'm looking down the list here of what older generations say. I would say spill the beans still, but younger people say spill the tea, which is just an update version of it, of course. Yeah.
In
the lap of the gods, where did that come from? Because that obviously just means it's going to happen and it's out of your control, right?
Yeah. So that one was first recorded in 1920. Yeah. And it means exactly that, fate beyond human control. And apparently it comes through from the Queen's 1974 album, Sheer Heart Attack. I don't actually know that myself, but apparently it's been used on that too.
So the one that stumped me today, and I've never heard it before, is no cap. Where do these newer phrases come from?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard no cap before. I haven't actually used anyone using it, you know, properly, but I do see it occasionally on social media. You know, I haven't heard people use it in spoken conversation. But yeah, they emerge over time. And I think no cap comes from American pop culture and has been adopted, obviously, through moving across social media and the internet.
Kneecap should call their new album No Cap. There you go. That's on the house.
Good
league.
Idea.
That's on the house league. I'm fascinated because I'm old enough to remember when, like in the late 80s, early 90s, we started saying fab again because it was from the 60s. And then we said it in an ironic way from my cultural point of view, we would say fab and then it caught hold and fab became mainstream again. So that's kind of words and phrases can come back ironically and then catch hold again, can't they?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And in fact, another good example of that, apparently from the study that's shown us, is to throw in the towel.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really common with baby boomers. And then when we look at the data that comes through from how millennials use language, it's not so common, but it seems to have come back again with Gen Z, Gen Z. And also an interesting thing about that one, to throw in the towel, is it originally comes from boxing, which I didn't know before, but it seems really obvious when you say it, right?
Yeah,
that it's from throwing the towel into the ring. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm just looking, like, joie de vivre, like that's Gen Z bringing that back ironically, right?
I guess so, yeah. That's a slightly surprising one. And also a nice example of how some of these phrases are borrowed from other languages, actually, because obviously that comes from French.
So, the first one that shocked me when it came into our parlance when I was in my 20s was loser. It was an American phrase. And I remember thinking it was really harsh to hear the word loser. And then loser became a kind of a jokey phrase to say to people. It kind of caught on. It was an Americana kind of thing, was it?
Yeah. I think that does come over from America, exactly as you say.
And I can see the Gen Z are saying elephant in the room now.
Yeah, that one. And again, we've seen that that's kind of flagged up across the generations. Actually, you can see that was used, you know, many years ago by older generations. And then also the millennials have been quite popular. But actually, if we look at it with the rating, the sort of popularity rating of phrases for Gen Z, it's not as common as some of the other ones are.
Pop culture has a massive influence on these trends, doesn't it? So what elements of pop culture do you think influence the most?
Well, obviously there's social media these days, but also TV and film. I think a good example of how TV and film can influence the language that we use, that's the phrase that, having a bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't really around or used much until the film that came out in 2007 called The Bucket List. It wasn't one that people had been using before that. And interestingly, this one is thought to derive from the phrase to kick the bucket. So you have a bucket list to things to do before you kick the bucket.
So that begs the question, where did kick the bucket come from?
Well, I know. We'd have to go back and have a look for that one.
It's really interesting. So it's an ebook and it's really easy to find. It's just the phraseology, a collection of 100 English phrases. And it's free to view as well online. It's a really good read. Amy Lightfoot, thank you so much for taking our call and have a lovely weekend.